Now, a pop lesson, the evolution of pop music.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
When you do the twist, it's to the dominant seventh chord, which was a very dominant chord in the 1960s.
A research team at Queen Mary University of London analyzed pop music the way evolutionary biologists study organisms. To do this, they studied more than 17,000 songs that made the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 from 1960 to 2010.
If you look at the charts as an ecosystem, we can see that the charts change all the time. They change in terms of harmony, in terms of timbre, sound, color.
That's Matthias Mauch, one of the authors of the study. His team noticed that certain chords would disappear as certain genres rose and fell in popularity, disco and rock, for example. He says it's similar to natural selection in the biological world.
Essentially what's happening is that some musical ideas, for one reason or another, seem more appealing than others to composers and songwriters to reuse in their next song.
So when Elvis was singing the blues, that dominant seventh chord was largely in play. Mauch had his guitar ready to demonstrate for us.
This is a major chord, and if I change something, then I get the seventh that makes this chord a dominant seventh chord, and you get, I feel so bad.
But then came the British invasion.
We noticed that in 63, there was a lot of more aggressive guitar-y sounds coming in, and also more major chords being used instead of the bluesy chords.
And soon after, enter the dreaded disco era.
And then we see a lot of minor seventh chords because they are very prominent in disco recordings, such as the Bee Gees' Night Fever. So you know that Night Fever, Night Fever.
By the time rap and hip-hop came on the scene, those chords had faded. Remember Tone Loc?
Let's do it.
What we see in rap recordings is obviously that they do not use very much harmony at all.
As in nature, Mauch says earworms will keep on evolving. The next revolution could come at any time.
I don't know when it will happen. I don't even know actually whether it's already underway.
And we all know that throwbacks are back in style.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
The song Happy by Pharrell Williams uses a lot of minor seventh chords. Those are the ones that were introduced by disco essentially in the 70s, so they're still around.
Who are we kidding? Disco will never die.
Yeah, like I don't care, baby, by the way.